This is when you have a behavior that needs to stop and it needs to be addressed, but you don't really want to carry it any further. So if you want to use a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for, Davey? A little bit more challenging label, essentially.
Yeah, slightly more assertive. This is when we really need to stop the behavior. It needs to be addressed. Like, this is a continuing pattern, or maybe you're going to continue to have a relationship with this person and you need them to know that this kind of behavior is not okay.
So what you have is the dynamic in front of you. You need to acknowledge it, that you know it's happening, and then in a subtle way, let them know it's not going to happen. So you can say, it seems like we've gotten out of the business end of things. I think we should stay away from the personal, you know, seems like we've gone on a more personal track here. Maybe we should stick to business. So you're pointing it out, but you're still not being, you know, hey, knock it off, asshole. You're not saying that, right? So you're just letting him know in a nice way. Seems like we've kind of gotten off this, what we're supposed to be doing here, and headed on a more personal level, and leave it at that. And hopefully then they will take that hint. If they don't, then you're going to do what we call a confronting label. Okay. This is very assertive. This can be taken the bad way. If you, if you don't do it right, if you have a more assertive voice when you do it, it might be taken as an aggressive move that brings an aggressive response. So we're going to talk about tone before this hour is over. But when you're using a confronting label, you want to keep that nice, even tone. Analyst voice is where you kind of want to be in this, because you're not being playful and accommodating anymore. You're now in the analyst voice because you want them to know that this is important to you and that they need to knock it off. Best example I can think of, if somebody insists during a meeting or during a sales call or during anything that you're dealing with and calling you sweetie or calling you sugar, this is when you're going to come up with a more assertive label. So you might say something like, oh, seems like we've moved to nicknames now, and see what their response may be to that. Davey, is there anything else you want to add to that as far as that confronting label?
Yeah, I think the confronting label can be used in a lot of different scenarios. But again, like Sandy was saying, it is a very assertive move. So, I mean, another example might be, it seems like you don't want to have a professional relationship. That's a very assertive label, but it's making it very clear. It's making them kind of think about what they're doing, think about their behavior, and realize, kind of draw the line in the sand, essentially. Like, hey, that makes it clear, if you want to have a professional relationship, you're going to have to stop this kind of behavior.
Exactly.
But the having that it seems like, or it looks like beforehand, still somehow softens it and still makes it feel like they're not going to be blaming you for your words.